When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it Royal Blue? I don't even know what
the official... I didn't go to Kent State. I was politely asked to leave Ohio University after having too much fun and then graduated from Cleveland State.
Is that what the letter said?
Yes.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Medigan, your son Daniel...
Had too much fun. And so we have to politely ask him to no longer attend our university.
Yeah, we did find it odd that every time we were looking for him for class, he was sitting on the hill over there. Doesn't have a special name, that hill? I think it does. And we could not find him for class. So maybe for some reason he should be going into landscaping, because he definitely likes to spend time away from the classroom.
Let's not go that far.
All right. Or horticulture. That would probably be the better way to go.
Let's not go that far.
All right. Again, the Miami game was also moved. It was supposed to be Sunday night. They moved it to 4:05. So that's the last home game of the season. That's a week from Sunday. And then Baltimore, we'll see how that plays out, because we have to see. Really, it's not about us. It's about the Ravens and what that game is going to mean for the Ravens moving forward. So
to give an FYI to anybody who is out there who is trying not to get divorced, that game, we are not going to know when the Ravens game is going to be played until probably after or during the Sunday night football game on December 29th. So keep an eye out, because all of those games are TBD. Some of them are going to be on the Saturday. Some of them are going to be on the Sunday. We're all going to find out when you find out.
I could see that being a Saturday game.
I could see it being a Saturday game if Baltimore's playing for something.
What does that take you to? That would take you to Saturday, January 4th. Is that right? So those games that weekend are Saturday, January 4th, and Sunday, January 5th. So 4th or 5th is when that will land. And we'll see what time it lands, too. Again, you know, partially what happens to the Steelers. And who knows? That game could be for the AFC North. It might be one of those things where if the Ravens beat the Browns, they win the AFC North.
Pickens is out for this weekend. Fields, I believe, is out too for the Steelers.
Interesting. Okay, so with three games to go, as we talk about this, does a win do anything for you? I hate to be so complacent, but just be competitive this week, please. Just be competitive. Because for some reason, Cincinnati, in these late games, whenever we play them the last three, four games of the season, they always seem to come to play. And there have been a lot of years where the Browns have been like, gone fishing.
All right. I'm going to present you and the listeners with a catch-22.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it does.
It does do something for you if they win, okay?
But how is really the question.
Well, I do think that one of the things that could happen, and I'm not buying into this completely, okay?
So here, yeah.
And so I'm going to tell you this, that if DTR can look good
in
these next three games, that might be significant moving into next year.
Yes. So this is your catch-22. If they go out and all of a sudden the offense is humming and scoring points with DTR at the helm, and you win the last three games, your catch-22 in this is, yes, your draft position then drops, right?
Right.
Will not have as, you know, high of a pick as you previously did, because probably with points comes wins, right?
Right.
But if you want to field a competitive team that has a shot in the playoffs in 2025 with having Deshaun Watson on the roster, having a quarterback on there as well who makes peanuts makes this a lot easier if you have DTR on there. It's the same way the Niners have been able to build this thing with Brock Purdy at the helm, because he was a seventh round pick and they don't have to pay him a whole boatload of money. You can bolster everything around him. that's the rookie quarterback contract at its finest, and especially the late round rookie quarterback contract. So this is your catch 22, Browns fans. Do you want DTR to go out there and succeed and look really good because it means that you could build a better team for 2025, or do you want the high draft pick? Like, that's where this is. So does this game matter? Yes, because it could answer a quarterback question going into 25. Or it could not matter because you can go and I mean, I'll throw it out there. My boy Mason Graham will be sitting out there at right. defensive tackle for Michigan, who I think is a monster, and I would put in my on my defensive line in a minute and go him versus next to Myles Garrett. Let's get cooking.
So what you're saying is every loss solidifies you a little closer to him. You realize
right. that, right? I love him. That's my guy in this draft. That's the one I'll be banging the gong for. So, yep. Oh no, this is why we can't have nice things.
I just broke my glasses.
The glasses broke. We can't have nice things.
I think where's that Andrew lens back in?
Andrew?
Can't have nice things.
That's
can't
it.
Can't have any.
But that's them. So that's what this game is fascinating for. Because that the easiest path forward for the Browns to be competitive is for DTR to be good. Is for DTR to be an above average quarterback.
Then I'll buy it.
Right. You could build everything around him. You could keep the defense.
You have to answer the quarterback question.
In the place that it is. You can help bolster the wide receiver core and maybe make your Elijah Moore decision a little bit easier. You can maybe keep your offensive line together and all that stuff. You are no longer in quarterback, to steal the morning show bit, you are no longer in quarterback jail if, frankly, DTR is above average. And I'm not saying, like, great. I'm not saying anything like that. I am saying above average.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Tom is in Cleveland. Hi, Tom. How are you?
All right, Tom.
Tom,
good morning.
Hey.
I think it's still morning.
Yeah, it is.
It is morning.
You got 32 minutes.
Oh, okay. Hey, we've been discussing it around the supper table. I love Miles, and we all do. But how long are we going to hold on with the hopes of winning a championship and not give Miles a chance to, if he wants to, go somewhere where he has a chance to be on a championship team? Because the way it looks right now, you're looking at 3 years before they field a team that's even going to qualify for the playoffs, let alone challenge for the
Tom, for I don't the think Super Bowl. I don't think they're that far away. I think your 3 year thing, I don't think they're that far away. Are they a little older than you would like them to be? Sure. But the defense is still a top 10 unit. And the offense has talent. It needs a little bit better of a direction, but it has talent. You frankly need a quarterback. And if you could find one and you've got one there somewhere, I don't think this team is light years away from what you're, you know, watching out of these playoff teams. So
you said it right there. Playoff, not an odds-on favorite to go to a Super Bowl.
Right now, we're still in that let's get to the playoff
mode. And frankly, how many times does the best team win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You just want to get in an ant.
I agree with you right there, but that's what I'm saying. How long are we going to screw around and not give that gentleman his chance of possibly winning a championship?
Well, I thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Look, I don't think this team is. I hear enough arguments to say maybe they're just a quarterback away. I mean, let's face it. Jameis Winston went out there and threw for what, 497, right? Threw for 497, and he threw for 395 in one game. So let's be honest. If Jameis Winston can get 500 yards, right? What if you had a decent quarterback that could give you 300 to 350 a game, and the defense plays relatively close to where they are right now? You're a playoff team.
You drop a top 18 quarterback onto this team, and you're having a completely different conversation than where we are right now. We're in a completely different realm than where we are right now with a top 18 quarterback. I don't think this team is as far out in the woods as a lot of people do.
It's the NFL, right? Like, you know you can spin this. And I know that contract has you handcuffed. I understand it.
That's the problem. You're going to have to find that top 18 quarterback on the cheap. That's going to be that's going to be the tough part.
Frank is in Cleveland. Hi, Frank.
How's it going, Frank?
What's up?
What's y'all up? Doing this afternoon?
I'm well, good. Hey, how are
man? You? Listen, man, the DTR, he ain't going to win these three games. And it's almost like preseason for him. What Baltimore probably ain't going to even play, depending on what happened in the next two games with them. We still not seeing that from him. He ain't going to win anyway, man. But DTR not the answer. It's not. We didn't seen that for the last 2 years.
Well, okay. So if he's not the answer, what's the repercussions? A higher draft pick? I don't like. What are you going to do? Why not give the kid a chance? What's the difference?
Right.
What if he is? I understand. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Take his quarterback, man. This the world we in right now, fellas. Y'all know that. Every year is the same thing, man. Answer after answer. It's like a clown circus around here, man. Just let the man pick a quarterback. Then everybody been wanting him to get out of town anyway. So if he pick his quarterback and it don't work out that first year, he might get another one. But after that, it's probably this his job. Somebody, this is ridiculous. This season is worse than the 0-16 season.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank, I'm going to say of all the phone calls we had this week, I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, this season,
man, I'm so hurt, man. I'm literally like man, I'm so invested in the Browns, man. I'm hurt, man. This is embarrassing. I can't even talk football with other dudes. Like I'm talking to Steelers fans. Like, man, y'all, this year alone, man, I started respecting Mike Tomlin. I used to hate Michael Jordan until he retired and came back. Then I respected him. But Tomlin the same way now, man. I'm just going to get that man his flowers.
Frank,
man,
you got to find some new friends. Friends don't let friends talk to Steelers fans. You know that, right?
Hey, man, you can't avoid it. So many people are Cleveland Steelers fans.
I know. I know.
Good people are Steeler fans too. Like, you know, people born in Pittsburgh, grandparents from Pittsburgh.
If you're from Pittsburgh, I got no problem, man. It's the turncoats, man.
Frank, when you're doing good, man, I'm gonna give you your flowers, man. I hate.
I'll give props. I respect them, but you know who I don't respect? Clevelanders who have no tie to Pittsburgh whatsoever that are Steeler fans.
Me too, man.
Can't stand them.
Yeah,
can't stand them.
Man, I just hope we can get it together, man. But I'm like with old school too. I'm like, I don't see no light to the tunnel to 28, bro.
Amen, Frank. Goodbye. We'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend. Happy holidays.
All right.
That was the most enjoyable phone call I've had in quite some time.
I hope it's sooner than 28. 28's a good time away. Lord knows where we'll all be by then. This might be Waterworld by then. Might be floating.
Does a Browns win do anything for you?
Playing football on an aircraft carrier.
And maybe perhaps the Jets have figured out the key to scouting. We'll figure that out next. 216-474-0092 or on social media on the X. You know how to hit us up at CLE Talking Heads.